Hi, I'm Gordon Smith. Look and See is my photo blog, and I usually have a daily commentary, an audio commentary on the photograph of the day. This is a special outside broadcast. I took my camera with me this morning on the walk with the dogs, and on the camera recorded some thoughts. I thought I'd share them with you. If you'd like to email me, my email address is gordon@las.new-england.net.au. And in my thoughts this morning, I was trying to think of things that differentiate my photography from that of other photo bloggers that you find around the net.
One thing that's different about my photo blog is that I record what I see around me, something that's happened, an incident, something about the weather, whereas others are more interested in the art side. Why am I breathless? Well, the dogs have just decided they wanted to chase a wallaby. Of course they don't, they're on the lead. But I get dragged along. The other thing is that I try and do a photograph on the day, whereas some people go on an expedition, take several photographs, and then publish them on a daily basis for a while thereafter. And another difference between my work and the majority of other photo bloggers is the material. I live in rural Australia, outside the town in which I work, the town Armidale. Some 25,000 inhabitants. It houses the University of New England, so there's quite a few students, about 3,000 to 4,000 who study internally, as in live in the area, and roughly 15,000 who study at a distance. So that's why university can maintain a presence in such a small population. Around me, my world is the countryside. We live on a 100-acre block, and luckily all the neighbouring properties are large, as in several thousand-acre sheep properties. Some cattle around too. So in my everyday wanderings around the place, it's that scenery, that countryside that I have to record. Whereas many other photo bloggers live in cities, as do the majority of the world's population these days, and they photograph what they see around them. Buildings, roads, devices that transport people of all shapes and sizes, landscapes. I saw some really nice, a series of nice shots on the harbour front at Sydney recently. There's not many photographers of things rural. So that's how I distinguish myself, or how I feel I distinguish myself from other photo bloggers, especially in Australia. The some of my equipment, I have four Nikon digital cameras, three Coolpix. Started 6 years ago with a 900S. Don't use it anymore. Whoa! Still walking the dogs here, and there's a rabbit around. They're sniffing under some bushes. recently, well, not so recently, I suppose, beginning of this year. Now, before that, a couple of years ago, I got a 5700. This year, a 3700, so I could put it in my pocket and take it on walks with the dogs and just carry it around all the time. And then just after it came out, I got a Nikon D70 digital SLR. Why Nikon? Canon's also very popular, but I had some 20 odd years ago, in my first flush of interest in photography, Nikon FE2. So I had some lenses, three lenses, that I didn't want to lose the ability to use. Good old Nikon, still backward compatible. The lenses aren't autofocus, way before that time. And unfortunately, through the lens, exposure doesn't operate. So, if I want to use my old lenses, it's guesswork or handheld light meter, which is fine for the occasions I'd want to use those particular lenses. The sound of feet on the Australian bush. Well, actually, it's a gravel road. the moon. Not long before it sets. Okay, we've reached the end of our outward bound trip. This is where we turn around and walk home for 2.5 kilometers.
And walk home we did. It was a bit chilly this morning, -4 degrees centigrade or 24 Fahrenheit. So there you have some thoughts, a bit of a longer blog for me this morning. Hope you thought it was different enough to be enjoyable. I'm Gordon Smith, and you can email me at gordon@las.new-england.net.au. Please look back sometime and see what you find.